Thank you to all the rest. Thank you, Big Fatty. So I have something on one thing about that for everybody that has gotten your Christmas surprise. It is still in the house, and I put it up so everybody could see it. And the roommate went by and was like, "There's a floating head on the refrigerator." I was like, "Yeah, that's Big Fatty." He's like, "But that's a floating head." I was like, "It's a floating head of Big Fatty. It was just cut off from the rest of his body." And he was like, "Well, that doesn't look big and fatty." I was like, "Okay, you don't get it, but that's okay. He doesn't live in the podcasting world." And they also saw, oh, it was so wonderful. Big Fatty, you were just the greatest.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I put it up so everybody could see it.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 514 of the BFO for Friday, the 22th of January 2010. Poor Big Fatty, he almost fucked up the year. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, that's all right because we're going back to last year today. Hi, everyone. I hope you're Friday is going well. Now, y'all, I know it's the 22th of January, but and you're probably going, "Big Fatty, why are you playing the Crema card music?" Well, y'all, that's because Big Fatty went to the post office, and I have yet another Crema card. And y'all, before I open this, I want to say that the Crema cards and the Crema Happies that Big Fatty had to reorder have come in. They have come in, and this weekend, Big Fatty is going to strive and endeavor to get all the Crema cards and Crema Happies out to everyone who has been so patiently waiting for their return cards and Happies. So anyway, but y'all, this card that came in came from Yoshi over there in the Japan, y'all. And y'all, it's quite a fancy stamp. It's a red envelope, so maybe it got lost. You know, there several things have been lost in the mail to Big Fatty during the Crema season. Yes they have, Big Fatty. Yes. So, okay, and I'm going to open it up. Y'all, it's kind of thick on the inside. Let's see what it is. Oh, dear gussy, I'm afraid it's going to be full of shit. But Yoshi wouldn't put shit in a card, would he? Oh, y'all, he has. Now, Yoshi, I wonder if you made this card. So, that's really quite clever. Y'all, it is a white card. And it has got some felt snowmen with scarves and snowflakes. Y'all, it's very three-dimensional. It's the big snowman and the little snowman. Oh! And it's really quite cute. It is really very cute. And little snowflakes and all. And then you open it up, and those little snowmen are on the inside. And y'all, it says, "Dear Big Fatty, Merry Crema to you, Big Fatty. I'm your fan from Japan, and you make my day every day. Please have a new year." Please have a new year. Okay, I will. Yes, I will have a new year. And continue to entertain us. And y'all, then he has written in Mexican. No, he says it's Japanese. But he has written Merry Crema. Spelled correctly, y'all. Crema, C-H-R-I-M-A. He has written that in Japanese, and then he has signed it Yoshi. Yoshi, you know what? It may be the last Crema card that Big Fatty receives for the 2009 Crema, but y'all, that's really quite a nice card. Yoshi, thank you so much for that. And y'all, just out of curiosity, let's see when he mailed it. Oh, he mailed it January the 13th. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Big Fatty, you're such a kidder, Big Fatty. Oh, you're just so fat. Y'all, he mailed it on December the 15th back in 2009. Or was that 2009? Yeah, I think that's what it was. Okay, so that's it for the Crema Cards. Gussie, y'all, it is the day, I'm telling you, it was the day of late arrivals at the P.O. Box, because y'all, Big Fatty has something that was mailed, and now y'all, this is no joke, on the 25th of November from the Faroe Islands, and I cannot imagine who that would be from, but y'all, I have not pre-opened this, and y'all, it's taped up like it's got some sort of a poisonous, maybe it's a dead puffin or something in here. I don't know, but y'all, it is taped up like there's no tomorrow, and so let's just see, oh dear Gussie, what in the hell, oh dear Gussie, what the hell is this? So, oh y'all, there's some sort of piggyback, oh dear, y'all, it is a, what is that? It's a sponge, it's kind of like one of those sponges that, you know, it has the scrubber part on one side and then the spongy part on the other. But y'all, it's been turned into a Crema ornament, and y'all, it is yellow and it is like a shooting star and it's got a ribbon through it. Y'all, it looks kind of, it looks like a homemade Crema ornament or something like that. Y'all, that is some kind of fancy. But y'all, I've never seen anything like that. So let's just take a look here. Oh, there's a card with it, y'all. Let's just take a look. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, it is a picture of a snowman. I thought we were through with the cards, but obviously we're not. There's a picture of a snowman, and he's got a carrot nose. And y'all, it looks like his mouth is... What is that? Is that like chewing gum or something? That is, but it's the gay colors. It's the red, yellow, green. But what would the next one be? Teal, blue, and purple? I don't know. And it is a joint card, y'all. It says season's greetings. Merry Christmas, dear Big Fatty. Thank you for all the wonderful things you do and for being a marvelous person. We love you and you make us smile every day. I hope you like the traditional Farosi Christmas tree ornament. Ah, oh, see, it is a traditional Farosi Christmas tree ornament. That little Kim... brought especially for you directly from Torjvan. Yes, she is here. Oh, it is from Michael in Stuttgart and Kim Beaver, y'all. She has brought the traditional Crema ornament, y'all, and it's half of it's written upside down. So it's Big Fatty, you're having some trouble there. Well, that's because it's written in Mexican, y'all. The Farosi Christmas tree ornament that little Kim, y'all, I thought that was a rapper or something like that. Or Lil Kim. Oh no, she was on that Dancing with the Stars. Lil Kim brought especially for you directly from Torjvan. Yes, she is here right now, munching away all the chocolate I have in the house. you know, chocolate is lesbian bacon. Y'all, I had no idea that chocolate was lesbian bacon, but I'm sure all the lesbians out there can verify that for me. Let's see, who should I? Well, Bjorn. Bjorn could verify that for me, because, you know, Bjorn's a lesbian. But it says, all the best, and thank you for the friendship, Michael in Stuttgart and Kim Beaver. Y'all, that is just the sweetest thing. And y'all, it's one of those 10% cards. It's the leader in alternative sentiment. And y'all, I don't think that's chewing gum, but I don't know what it is. Maybe it is chewing gum. I don't know. Well, anyway, it's colorful things to make the snowman's mouth. But y'all, his orange nose is sticking out like it had seen Wes the Country Boy, who was at the beginning of today's show, y'all. So, well, Kim and Michael in Stuttgart, thank you so much. And y'all, that is a traditional Ferozzi Christmas ornament. Well, who knew? Who knew that they were so spongy? But y'all, it's really quite the thing. Without a doubt. Now I know that Gavin sent me a pickle, and I got the Santa's butt to go on the tree also. But y'all, the traditional Ferozzi Christmas sponge, that's right up there with the rest of them. Thank you so much, Michael and Kim Beaver. That is awfully sweet of y'all. Oh, Big Buddy, you are just so fat that you're just still getting crema stuff a month later. And y'all, I don't know why it took so fucking long to arrive, but evidently there was some sort of holdup in Homeland Security or something like that. I don't know. No, you do not know what it is, do you, Big Fat? No, I do not. Y'all, oh dear Gussie, y'all, there seems to be some sort of plane landing here in the Fat Cave. And y'all, speaking of planes, I meant to tell you, I told you I was going to tell you about my flight back from the Washington, D.C.'s back to Charleston on Tuesday. And y'all, Big Fatty stayed at Woody's house, and then I went downstairs and I caught the metro train out to Reagan National Airport. And y'all, it was without incident. It took about 25 minutes to get there and went through the security and then got on through. And y'all, I had plenty of time, so I sat down and had a little brufkus. Because, you know, a fatty's got to have some brufkus. And so then, y'all, we loaded right on time, and we were flying one of the small commuter jets on the way back, which has the two seats on each side. And, y'all, we had the biggest queen ever. I mean, even bigger than Perfetti. But, you know, I can say that because Perfetti. Oh, dear Gussie has unsubscribed. But anyway, we had our flight attendant. And y'all, honest to God, he got on the intercom. And he did nothing to hide his gayness. He got on the intercom and it was like this.
Good afternoon. My name is Bruce. I'll be a flight attendant today. We'll be traveling on the Canadian blah 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 operated by Air Wisconsin for U.S. Airways. And later I'll be coming around with a complimentary beverage cart. Once again, my name is Bruce, and now I will demonstrate how the oxygen mask work.
And y'all, I swear to God, if any of you have children or are planning on having children out there, do not name your child Bruce, because y'all, they are destined to be a big old flaming queen.
Hello, my name is Bruce. Hi, I'm Bruce.
Bruce, I mean, do you know a straight Bruce, really? I mean, Bruce Valanche, Bruce, Lenny Bruce, you know, they're all gay. They're all gay. Guru Nudie, I bet you his middle name is Bruce. But I don't know. Maybe not. And where are you going with this, Big Fatty? I have no fucking idea where I'm going with it. So anyway, don't name your children Bruce. But y'all, we arrived. We arrived 15 minutes early. It is unheard of. And Bruce, on the way out, bye-bye. And y'all, he gave Big Fatty the look. He gave Big Fatty the look when he was providing me with a complimentary beverage. Oh, dear Gussie, what was that, Big Fatty? That was a noise.
Hello, I'm Bruce.
So anyway, I figured I'd see Bruce on the grinder or the on the probably not the manhunt. What would that be? I don't know what he'd be on. On Bruce.com. Y'all, I wonder if there is something called Bruce.com. Let's go over there. Y'all, while we're doing that, something came to mind the other day. Oh, y'all, I've got to do the coupon. Dear Gussie, I've got to do that because Julie is worried sick. Y'all, you know, the coupon is on Wednesdays now, so you get that later in the week rather than on Mondays. But y'all, I spent $37.69 and I saved $13.27, and I'll add that to the running total to see how it is. But y'all, they had some interesting things. Y'all, they have a new Oscar Mayer bacon out, and it's called the Oscar Mayer Super Thick, the Super Thick bacon. And y'all, it was on sale, $1.50 off per pound. And it still costs $3.99. So, y'all, I'll give you a report on the super bacon later on. But the penny coupon was for a roll of paper towels. And, y'all, quite frankly, the sling needs a new roll of paper towels installed. So I'm glad. I just wish it didn't have little teddy bears on it. Because, you know, that kind of loses the image of cleaning up after some play in the sling to have little teddy bears on you. On your paper towels, but anyway. But y'all, I thought I'd go over here and let's just see if there is anything called Bruce.com. Let's just see.
Hello, I'm Bruce.
Oh, well, look at there. It is Bruce.com. And it is a hardwood flooring and laminates. Okay, and I bet you that if there's a picture of someone in here,
it'll be Bruce, the flight attendant.
So y'all, how appropriate that Bruce would be associated with hardwood. Oh, Big Fatty, you had to go there and get vulgar again. Y'all, speaking of vulgar, have you ever wondered, and I know you have, but have you ever wondered, how do you tell if blue cheese has gone bad? Seriously, because y'all, it smells bad when it's good, and it looks like it's gone bad because it's turned blue, like it's got penicillin growing in it when it's good. So y'all, how do you know? Does it smell good and the blue goes away? So it's inviting, or you know, I mean, it's pungent and Big Freddy, you bring up the oddest comments during your podcast. Now, Big Fatty, tell us what you're doing this weekend. Now, y'all, the boat show is this weekend. And, you know, Big Fatty has worked the boat show in the past, but y'all, they did not call me this year. So evidently, they're having tough economic times, and so they had to cut back, or they hate Big Fatty. Although, I do think that at some point on Friday, I'm going to get a phone call, and they're going, Big Fatty, where are you? And I'm going to say, well, Big Freddy, is it work? And I'll be in the Fat Cave all weekend. Why? Why do you ask? Well, oh, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, because they didn't call me. So anyway, whap, whap. Y'all, I want to send out some pod love to Auntie Vera. And I'm not going to play the Sea Hag thing there because, y'all, she's been through a traumatic... She's been through a traumatic experience. She has all but turned a perfectly good caftan into a biohazard during her escapades in her vehicle on the 101. So I encourage you to send Vera some... I'm choked up over it already, y'all. Send Vera some love. And y'all, if you want some love, go listen to Wes, too.
And put it up so everybody could see it.
And when Wes puts it up, I understand there's plenty to see.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.